8:10 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for our chat with Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Lisa. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's beautiful outside.
It is. It's going to be a great day today. 70. It's going to feel like
okay.
April. But yeah, we're going to have two more days of this. Tomorrow we have some weird rain and severe thunderstorm chances and that sort of thing tomorrow. And then we get back cold again. But today and tomorrow are going to be pretty warm.
Well, yesterday was nice, too.
It was
yesterday
great.
Afternoon, yes.
Went on a bike ride around town for the first time in a long time because it's been a little cold. But, yeah, it's a really nice day to get outside, and a lot of people outside enjoying the spring-like weather. So get out there and enjoy it.
I know.
That's what I have to say.
I'm getting ready to talk about things that are happening in March, and it's like, how can we already be done with
I know.
February?
Well, yeah, I know. The month is going fast, but we have to remember, too, we've gotten lots of snow and ice storms in March before, so we might
not
out of the woods yet.
It's not over. So
yeah. So what do you have coming up?
Well, last week we had the two individuals, Nancy and Teresa, from the Senior Center at the library. Very informative radio interview. I appreciate you letting me bring them in studio. And I was downtown for the downtown shopping event, and an individual asked me about the all of the dinners that we have in our community. And is there a place where all of that information is held? Where is that information? And it got me thinking how important it is to share that on the radio so that listeners hear that, because it's probably not in one central location. However, I am going to cut and paste it from our script and send it to the library, to Nancy and to Teresa, so that they can put it maybe in a document in all of their materials that they pass out to the seniors that go to the library, so that information is readily available. But I thought I would point out that in Independence, we have three free meals a week that basically anybody is invited to. Doesn't matter. But every Tuesday at the First Christian Church at 319 West Laurel, they have the Open Arms Diner. And this is now transitioned into carryout meals only from 5 to 5:30. So that would be this evening. And then Wednesday at the First Baptist Church at 220 South Penn Avenue, they offer a free dinner as well, starting at 5:45. And then every Thursday, they have the Cuff Meal, which is Community United Feeding Friends at the Wesley Center at 111 East Maple. And all of the churches take turns rotating, supplying the meal for this. And this meal is carry out only, beginning at 6 o'clock. So that's really not normal for a community of any size to have three free meals a week for anyone, and as I said, everyone that might find a need for that. So if it's a financial burden, and this would be helpful, or if it's a social thing, if you're somebody who lives alone and would benefit from the socialization and the friendship and the conversation with others, then get out and enjoy that. I know that they're free, but they also take donations. So if you are so inclined that you want to pay for your meal, they will take that and put it towards providing a meal the next
week. That's great. No, that's a really good reminder.
So, and then just a minute ago, I heard them talk about recycling, but I'll go ahead and mention it, that we have recycling drop-off every Tuesday at the Sanitation Yard at 21st and Maple from 11 to 1, and then the first Saturday of every month from 8 to 12. So that will be coming up not this week, but next week. And then in Independence, you can also drop off debris, appliances, furniture, and other, you know, big bulky items and junk stuff every Tuesday and Thursday from 8 to 2. So you load it up in the trunk, the back seat of your car, in the bed of a pickup, and pull in, and you circle around back, and they have all these dumpsters, and then you're responsible for unloading it and getting it into the dumpsters. But there's no cost involved, and it's just Independence's way of helping all of us beautify our community and keep it all cleaned up. So
that's great.
So fun things happening in downtown. I mentioned that we had the Wine About Winter. It's kind of an evening sip and shop last week. It was a lot of fun. A lot of people were downtown. I know the cash registers were ringing at the stores when I was there. So lots of good things are happening in downtown Independence. And we always have live music and good things to eat at our local restaurants. So Dickie's, which is right in the middle of downtown, Dickie's Barbecue Pit, not only serves great food, but on Wednesday evenings, they have live music. And Brian Leedy, who is a very talented keyboardist and vocalist, will be playing, let's see, today's Tuesday, so tomorrow. At 6:30, from 6:30 to 9. And I really enjoy Brian's music. He also plays at Uncle Jack's, and I'll visit with you about that. But very talented, so I'm thinking I'm going to put that on my calendar and go to Dickie's this Wednesday. Wednesday and Thursday, always fun things at the brewery. So musical bingo and trivia night. They also have beer yoga on the first Saturday morning of the month at 10:45. So that would be coming up again, March the 4th. So fun things happening at the brewery. I think this weekend they actually had candle making and beer drinking at beer sampling, rather, at the brewery. I think a few weeks ago they also had where you could plant succulents and plants, oh, and cool. Also beer taste. So lots of fun things are happening at the brewery. So check it out, like their Facebook page, and stay up to date on what's happening there. As I mentioned, Uncle Jack's also has live music on Friday evenings with Brian Leedy. That starts at 6 o'clock, karaoke at Turbo's at 9 o'clock, and as I said earlier, please go in and go to your favorite stores downtown, go to your favorite restaurants, and always like their Facebook pages, because that way their posts will show up on your feed, as you know, and then don't just scroll past them and make a mental note. You know, go ahead and share those so that it reaches more people and Sure. Everybody will know what's happening in our community. VFW at 113 East Myrtle will be having bingo night every Monday. Doors open at 5 o'clock. Games begin at 7. Bingo packs start at $7. And I'm going to be talking about some other bingo that's happening this weekend, too, for all you bingo players.
Yeah, so next Wednesday, because we have one more Wednesday left in February, if you can believe it.
What are we talking about?
Next Wednesday. We have one more Wednesday left in February.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Because it's already done with the month.
Okay.
It's just,
yes,
wild.
I know. It is.
Yeah, it's hard to
believe. It's a short one.
Yeah.
And the VFW will have their hamburger night. So that's coming up on March the 1st. And the grill will be hot at 5 o'clock, and they'll serve until about 7 o'clock. They have a pie auction that starts at 6, and they raise all this money from the pie and bakery auction, and they push it right back into the community.
Yeah.
The VFW does so many wonderful things for our veterans and our community, and very appreciative of them. Plus, they are great cooks up there, so if you want to do hamburger night, put that on your calendar. And then last Tuesday, as you were mentioning, as we're coming to the end of February, the last Tuesday of the month is the Cancer Support Group. They meet out at the Nazarene Church on South 10th Street, and that will be February 28th, so a week from today. And they meet from 5:30 to 7. If you have questions, give Cammie a call at 288-0655. And as I mentioned last week, if you're interested in supporting the Cancer Support Group, and with maybe some refreshments and such, you can give Cammie a call again and be on the list for being kind of a sponsor as well. So, and if you miss those numbers or any numbers for that matter, you can always give us a call at the office. So I mentioned that Teresa and Nancy were at the interview last week, and I just want to remind everyone that the Senior and Community Center is on the second floor of the library, as they mentioned, and they mentioned all of the things that are happening at the library. You know, if you want to replay that interview and go back and catch that little snippet, there's a lot of really good information that they share. But also, we've invited them to speak at First Friday. And so they will be on the speaker circuit coming up, not this Friday, but next Friday. And they'll have a lot more time to share about the things that are going on in the at the senior center right now, but things that they have planned for the future. And as they mentioned, they have Ancestry.com and Genealogy Help. They help you with your computer. They also have computers, so if you need one, you can use theirs. They have coffee bar and snacks and just a great, comfortable place for everybody to socialize. It's accessible to everybody. There's an elevator in the library, so don't let that keep you from stopping by. So if you have any questions, call 331-3030.
And we want to remind everyone that this is open to the community as well.
You know, yes.
It's not just for seniors. You know, it's in the name. It's senior and community.
Yes.
Center.
Thank you for pointing that out. Very much so. So regardless of your age, you are welcome to come. And you know, to your point, it's open to everyone. And I find that, I mean, I'm 57, so I'm in that category. But I've always enjoyed being around people with diverse, you know, ages. It's always just fun to get a different perspective and visit with people who have more knowledge and experience and perspective on things. I think that if you're somebody who has flex time and wants to get out and go to the library on that second floor and just visit with anybody and everybody who shows up there, I think everybody's welcome. So hey, I've never asked you this. Do you have pets?
I do. I have a dog.
Do you?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, we have talked
about
maybe
your
dog.
Like several, you know, right when I started, maybe. It was
yes,
a while ago.
Yes. So AWOL, which is the Humane Society in Independence, it's an acronym for Animals With Our Love, is doing a pet donation drive out at Sherwin-Williams. And so it's now until Friday, March the 10th. So you've got a couple weeks and we're just supposed to go out there and drop off dog and cat food and kitty litter and pet toys, cleaning supplies, even, you know, towels and newspapers. They'll take those kinds of things, treats, collars and leashes, anything and everything that you think pets would need, they will take. And it's just an opportunity. It's right off the highway. Sherwin-Williams is easy access. And while AWOL's not open all the time, it's nice that businesses like Sherwin-Williams champion these efforts because they're open, you know, Monday through Saturday, and we can just drive out there and drop things off at our convenience. So be sure and do that. So does Coffeyville have kind of a dog animal shelter?
We do. We have the Coffeyville Friends of Animals.
Okay.
There. Just basically, if you go south of town, it's on right by the wastewater treatment plant.
Okay. Okay. Good.
Yeah. No, they're pretty active. So
good.
It's always good to have, you know, a lot of good groups in, you know, in the area.
I know. So tonight, I am not cooking dinner. I never cook dinner. I just go to all these places
right.
in town.
Yeah.
It's the annual Shrove Tuesday Pancake Supper. It's going to be at the Church of the Epiphany, 400 East Maple, from 5 to 7. Pancakes and sausage, and I don't know how much it costs, but it's not very much, and it's well worth every penny that you that you donate to the cause. They make great pancakes. My good friend Drew Demo is always there with his smiling face flipping pancakes and being a part of that. So if you are a lover of breakfast for dinner, tonight's your night at the Episcopal Church from 5 to 7. And then also tonight, so you can go eat pancakes and get a full and then head to the high school because there's a good basketball game tonight. The high school's playing Chanute. And then senior night will be Friday night. The Bulldogs will play Fort Scott and the girls will play at 6 and the boys will play at 8. So we'll be recognizing all those seniors. And
good deal.
I know. It's always a good night when they do that. And it also makes you think, oh my gosh, school's almost over. You know, when they start recognizing the seniors, it's
I know.
Like, that's coming
it's
to an
wild.
End. Beats and Bards Bazaar is a monthly open mic and market night at the Independence Public Library. It's going to be tomorrow, the 22nd, and it's from 5:30 to 8:30, and you can register as a vendor or a performer on the library's website, which is iplks.org. And this is a monthly event on the fourth Tuesday, which would, wait a minute. Fourth Tuesday, but I said it's yep. tomorrow, Wednesday, the 22nd.
Let's
well,
see, that is
goodness.
The fourth, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So
this is the third Tuesday. And then, yeah, Wednesday will be the fourth Wednesday. I know. Well, I'm just getting y'all screwed up with the calendar here. This month is weird.
It's I've got it in the calendar here. So it's supposed to be on the fourth Wednesday.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep. Which is going to be this Wednesday.
Okay. So, yes. So it is the fourth Wednesday tomorrow, February 22nd. And then also on Friday, the Knights of Columbus can take care of dinner again. So pancakes tonight, fish on Friday. They're hosting their fish fry at St. Andrew Parish Center, 210 North 4th Street from 5:30 to 7:30. They do this every Friday through March the 31st. So during the Lenten season.
That's great.
I know. And they make the best fried fish. They have hush puppies, coleslaw. It is so good. So yes, that's on my calendar for sure. Basketball, you know, as I said, tonight for the high school and then Friday. But the college is going to play Northwest Technical College this Saturday. Women play at 2 and the men play at 4. So you can catch some high school ball on Friday and college ball the next. And then we were talking about bingo at the VFW on Monday evenings, but this is a once a year thing, and it's this Saturday. It's the annual after prom bingo fundraiser. It's at the high school cafeteria, and all the money that they raise goes to support after prom activities to help keep our high school kids safe after prom. And the doors open at 5, and they have concessions that start at 5:30. So like chili dogs and nachos and things like that. And then mini games start at 6 o'clock, and a mini game is when you just pay a dollar and you get one card. Mm-hmm. And then the regular bingo starts at 7 o'clock, and that's where you pay $12 to get in and you get a bingo pack. Lots of sheets. Yeah. Every game they play, you get 3 cards. So, it's a super fun time, and, they have a really good time. It's not quite as serious as the VFW bingo. It's a little bit more laid back. So this is an event that's good for kids and adults of all ages. So, and I think I mentioned last week too, when you win a prize, you get to go up to this table and find an array of gift baskets, so you'll be able to find something for the 9-year-old that won is going to find some kind of fun toy basket that they can pick from, and then the adult female is going to find something as well as the adult male and everybody in between.
Yeah, that's
so
great.
And then you were talking about riding your bike, is that right?
Yep.
So are you a big bike rider?
Yeah, not as much a mountain bike, but I do have a street bike.
Okay.
It's kind of a combo.
Me too. Yeah. I have a street bike, but I don't have a mountain bike. Yep. But this sounds like a lot of fun. So Eagle Rock Shredders are going to get back in action soon. So Women Wednesday Shred will start up on Wednesday the 1st. So that's next week from 6 to 8. And then there's a Tuesday night group bike ride for everybody. And that will start on Tuesday, March the 7th at 6 o'clock, same time. And both groups will meet at the bike trails at Elk City State Park at the Outlet Channel parking lot. Helmets are required. And if you continue to ride after dark, you need to have a light on your helmet. But basically, everybody's welcome on that Tuesday night ride. But the Wednesday group is just a ladies group to make sure that everybody, whether or not you're an experienced biker or you're a novice biker, it's just a way to really support and encourage women to get out and bike. So fun. And then lots of music happening in March. The Independence High School and Independence Community College Choir will be, or choir concert will be next Thursday, March the 2nd at 7 o'clock at the High School Performing Arts Center. And then the Middle School Band and Orchestra will perform March the 7th at 6:30 in the gym at the middle school. And then finally, the Independence Community College Orchestra and Vocal Concert will be Thursday, March the 9th at 7 o'clock, and they'll be playing at the museum.
Okay.
So lots of opportunities to catch middle school, high school, and community college music. And then kind of wrapping things up, so we have First Friday next week. It's sponsored by SEK Inc., and it starts at 7:30 at the Civic Center for someone who might be listening and doesn't know what First Friday is. It's open to the public. It's co-sponsored by the city and the Chamber of Commerce, and everyone is welcome. There's free coffee and muffins provided by our sponsor, as I mentioned, SEK Inc., and we usually have a great variety of speakers, and this time will be no different. So we will have our two guests speaking about the public library. So Nancy Kishpah and Teresa Mitchell will be there. And then we will have an update on our Central Park Sports Complex. And we'll have three individuals speaking, I believe. We'll have Lacey Lease, who's the finance director for the city. And we'll also have Mike O'Malley and Greg Webster, who are kind of spearheading the fundraising side of the sports complex project. And then we will have some administrators from Eisenhower Elementary. I think it's going to be the principal, Brad Carroll, and the assistant principal, Lisa Page, and they will be talking about some programming that is happening at the elementary school level, and that would be Eisenhower is K through 2, and they're going to be our featured speakers. So, and then right after that, we're going to head out to TLC Nursery and Outdoor Living to do a ribbon cutting, because if you've noticed, if you drive out on South 10th Street, which I do at least every Tuesday on my way to Coffeyville, TLC has done a complete renovation out there.
Yeah, I saw a sign and stuff.
Yeah, oh my gosh, it's so, I've not been inside, but it looks so nice on the outside. Cool. The color scheme that they've chosen and everything that they've done out there. So they're having a grand reopening. The address to TLC is 1000 South 10th Street. That ribbon cutting is going to take place at 9:30. That's usually, we usually wrap up first Friday about 9 o'clock. So by the time we rally everybody and head out there, we'll do a ribbon cutting about 9:30, and you'll get a little sneak peek on what's inside their storefront now. And then their official grand reopening will be the next day, which is Saturday, March the 4th from 9 to 3. So little save the date for the Lions Club Bean Feed. It'll be next Saturday, March the 4th from 11 to 2:30 at the Wesley Center. All you can eat ham and beans, a drink, plus your choice of a slice of pie or dessert. Adult tickets are $10, and children are 12 and under are $4. And the Lions Club uses all of their funds to continue to beautify and update Kitty Land and many other civic projects. So do you like ham and beans?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I know.
Yeah. No, I think Matt Jordan wouldn't go for that.
But, he wouldn't. He's not
No, but I would go for
it. Yeah. Well, you should come to this because they also have cornbread and they have jalapeno cornbread. It's good food. And sometimes it's not on here, so I don't know, but sometimes they'll have vegetable soup too. So I don't know if that's on the menu or not, but doesn't matter. They have great food. And then next Saturday is Main Street's annual fundraiser at the Civic Center from 6 to 10. The theme this year is Hats Off to Main Street. I got my hat.
Good.
I'm not a hat person because I just don't feel secure in wearing a hat. You know, I'm like, oh, I don't know about that. But it was fun going in. And we have a couple stores downtown. I think three stores, actually. So Monarch Mercantile and Apricot Lane Boutique and Twin Spur Boutique. They all have hats. Lots of different price points. Something for everyone. Lots of different styles and such. So get out downtown and pick out your hat for Hats Off to Main Street. You can get a ticket. You can call Tabitha at 331-2300. And I'm sure at this point they're getting close to being sold out, so you better get on it. Yeah. We got a call and asked us if we would make sure and share that the Montgomery County Beekeepers Association holds their monthly meetings every second Thursday of the month. And the next meeting will be Thursday, March the 9th at ICC West, 2615 West Main at 6 o'clock. So again, that's the Montgomery County Beekeepers Association. And I believe they have a Facebook page, so you can go and check that out too. And then, as I was mentioning, school's getting ready to wrap up, and we're getting ready to, that means spring things such as prom. So we're having the after prom bingo fundraiser. But here's something that you'll want to put on your calendar is the 9th annual used formal consignment sale. It's going to be on Saturday, March the 11th, which is just in a few weeks, at the Riverside Park 4-H building. So if you are a parent of a high school girl who's needing to have a dress for prom, this is a great way to get one at an affordable price.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness. My kids, I think all their years, we bought one dress for each one of them. We borrowed from everybody and swapped and traded.
Because they don't want to wear the same one twice.
I mean, oh, heavens no.
No, that's no way.
But you can wear somebody else's.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, yes. So you can register your dresses to sell from 8:30 to 10:30, or you simply just show up from 11 to 3 and you can just try on dresses.
Yeah. The guys are easier because I just wear the same suit every time.
That's right. That's right. You guys have it easy all the way around. Yeah. And so you're going to have access to everything you need to get ready for prom, including jewelry. Actually, they're going to have some information there about tux rentals.
Okay, great.
So that's good for the guys. And so put that on your calendar because, again, it's a great way, moms and grandmas and dads, whomever, that you want to clean out that closet and make some more space in the closet, get those prom dresses out of there and go and consign them and make a little extra money and maybe use that money to go buy another dress or, better yet, use that money to buy one that's at this consignment sale. So anyway, we're going to be having business after hours later on in the month, March 16th at the Fire and EMS Department. So I'll continue to be telling everybody about that. We have a beautiful Fire and EMS station that we want to show off. So the chamber's going to having business after hours there this month at 811 West Laurel. And then lastly, March 17th will be the St. Paddy's Day pub crawl downtown. I know a lot of people are like, when is that going to be?
Oh, sure.
So it's going to be on Friday, March 17th, 6 to 10 in downtown. And if you need any more information about things, go to our Facebook page. So it's Get Independence and you can look at all of the events that we have posted. You can scroll through and see what all that we've shared. And you can go on to our website. We have all of the flyers that pretty much all the flyers that are attached to the things that I spoke about this morning are on there. And you can kind of see the finer details of the events. So check out our website at indkschamber.org. And if those two things are not an option, just give us a call at 331-1890 and we'll help you out. And if you have something that you want us to share with the listeners, be sure and let me know. We'll get it on as soon as I can.
Absolutely. Well, Lisa, always a pleasure. Lots of good stuff happening and it's still only February. So we got a lot coming in March.
Yes. Lots of things happening in March. Good
All
times.
Right. Well, good deal. I appreciate you coming in and I look forward to chatting again next week.
I'll be back. Thank you.
All right. And we do have the folks from Field Kinley coming up talking about NATO Fest. That's on the way.